Hi, Carm Capriato here, and welcome to episode 392. Now, here's another Shop Talk series. Actually, this is number 7, an interview with 3 of the members of the ATI Top 20 group, the Leading Ladies. Now, I promise a meaningful investment of your time. Now, here's a taste.
Here's something that Lee and I do in our shop, and I'm sure you guys have done as well, that's free for maybe a struggling shop. If somebody has told a competitor or a neighbor, other shop owner in our area, hey, you know, they have some things that they're doing right. How about you go take a look-see? Please come and sit on a chair in our office. Please come and, you know, talk to our customers that might be in the waiting room. Pick Kelly's brain, pick Lee's brain, pick Eric Wayne's brain. We're open with, you know, we welcome them with open arms.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hey, how are you? So glad to be with you today. Now, here's another outstanding discussion from Apex 2018. Now, with me are 3 lady shop owners, Kelly Weatherby, Shelley Bennett, and Judy Haglin. Welcome, Carm Capriato here, and I'm so glad you're here and loyal to the Aftermarket's premier podcast. Now, I'd like to know what matters to you. Topics, guests, formats, you name it. Write me at carm@remarkableresults.biz. Love to get your emails. Hey, and don't forget, this is your podcast and resource site. What you want matters to me. Hey, I want to thank Federal Mogul Motor Parts for their tremendous support of the Aftermarket's premier podcast for the last 3 years. Now, looking for hands-on, real-world technical training and experience? Garage Gurus offers on-site training in major markets across the country, providing the equipment, tools, and know-how needed to help keep your next job on track. Find out more at fmgarageguruscom. Hey, again, in December 2018, I'm giving away some podcast collector's swag, a coffee mug, and a mouse pad. Now, all you have to do is listen for the December password in this episode. Enter to win at remarkableresults.biz/swag. Winners will be selected in the first week of January 2019, so get on board. Well, it's time to introduce you to my panel. Judy Haglin from Haglin Automotive, Boulder, Colorado. Shelley Bennett from Mike's Cars in Gettysburg, PA. And Kelly Weatherby from Accurate Automotive in Mesa, Arizona. Now, these 3 ladies are members of an ATI 20 group that is called the Leading Ladies. They are proud of their numbers. They are the top 20 group in performance within the ATI program. Now, how's that for strength in numbers? We had a really relaxed and wide-open chat in the Apex 2018 studio where we touched on the disciplines they have in their 20 group, what they believe is the secret to a successful business. They also agree that finding your humility will change your world, and also why the fear of sharing holds businesses back. There's plenty more, especially the talk on the secret sauce. Get the talking points and the ladies' bios at remarkableresults.biz/E392. Hey, enjoy this discussion with these leading ladies. Warm welcome to another great interview here at Apex 2018 up here on Level 2. A lot of ambiance and a lot of noise here, ladies. Am I right?
Yes.
We're
really
out. We're in a bubble. People are looking at us. And it's just so great to be here at Apex. And I was chatting with Judy a while back. Judy Haglin, say hi.
Hello, all.
And Judy said, hey, Carm, you've always wanted to interview the all-female ATI 20 group. And I said, yes. And she says, I know there's going to be 3 of us at Apex. Can we get together? And I think I hesitated for a half a second.
If that long.
And I said, absolutely. So besides Judy Haglin from Haglin Automotive in Boulder, Colorado, Shelley from Mike's Cars in Gettysburg, PA, say hi.
Hello.
And Kelly Weatherby from Accurate
That's
Automotive
it.
In Mesa, Arizona. I got it right.
Hello, all. Yes, you did.
By the way, what you didn't hear, everyone, was the blooper that I made that we kindly edited out. Oh, Carm, there's edits in podcasting? Yes, there are. So, hey, glad to have you here. I'd love to know what's going on and how you guys bring this. All female shop owners?
Yes.
Yes, we have a 20 group that we meet twice a year, and we call ourselves the Leading Ladies. With an ATI 20 group. started about 6 years ago. Shelley and I were talking and said, hey, we need to have put an all-women's group together. So everyone in the group is, they're women owners. We have one manager, and they're decision makers and movers and shakers and make it all happen.
I find it so interesting that, Shelley, I interviewed your husband, Mike.
Yes, you did.
In January of 2018. A great interview, by the way. It's one of my favorites. And he said, oh, yeah. He says, yeah, I'm a full-time ATI coach, and Shelley runs the business. How cool. So you do all this work so that Mike could go out and teach.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
So actually, I mean, I was in the business before Mike was in my life, so because I'm the one that actually was in that business because of my parents. So he kind of came into the business because of me, but then he needed a bigger challenge, so it just evolved, and yes, so he is a coach with ATI, and he trusts me enough to run the business.
What do you get out of the ladies, the leading ladies group? When you guys get together and spend the time, you know, what's the value? Is it monthly? How often do you meet?
I meet twice a year. And I think it varies what we get from it. Sometimes we come away with great knowledge of how we can improve our management skills, our leadership skills, how technology is changing, what we can do for our shops. But I think I can speak for myself. Sometimes I come and walk in a very low moment, and then I leave just lifted up. The women, it's a very diverse group of women, and it's unusual because we all love each other. Like, we want each other to excel. Like, we want each other to be fantastic. And so you don't find that in a group of women very often.
I love it. I mean, I truly, by the way, love is an important word for me in business. Mm-hmm. We care for each other. We want to see each other do good. Good cultures, good mm-hmm. business, and great cultures built on
right.
having a caring philosophy in it.
So I guess I wanted to add on to that, that when we do meet in our 20 group meetings, we always have a social event the night before, so we get out all that social stuff.
Right.
And then when we come back, when we go in at 8 o'clock in the morning, this group works hard.
We're digging into
it. Works harder than in the other 20 group that I'm in. We dig in real hard.
Yeah, we're very focused when we come in, so having that social before we get there is really part of the meeting, actually, getting that done, and then coming in and starting off.
Is there an agenda?
Yes.
There's an agenda, and sometimes we don't always stick to the agenda because things may filter in and out, but we have a definite agenda, and a lot of it is that we have homework, so we come prepared with our homework done. In our group, it's not really accepted that you don't have your homework done, because then you're prepared to learn and grow and go back and change your shop dynamic.
I think we have a unique group because of the relationship we have with our ATI facilitator, George Zeeks.
That's true.
And Shelley and I are the co-leaders of the group, so we put together the agenda with George and the homework and the direction of where we're going to go based on what we had talked about previously. And then we also have a private Facebook page for the group. We'll do a Zoom meeting, and by those topics and conversations that we have individually or as a group, decide what's our next topic and what are we going to really delve into.
So you're basically raising your hand and says, listen, I really want to bring this topic up with the group because
right.
I'm struggling with
That's
this.
Right.
Or I'm looking down the road and I'm seeing something coming at us and we need to really bring it to light.
Right. That's correct. And we have a lot of times we're reading a book. In collectively, we've decided, or Judy and Shelley and George decide what book they think we could benefit from. And then we do our webinars on the book and what we're learning. And I think that's where you guys get some of the agenda items, because sometimes in the book and the response of what we got from the book, because everybody gets different things when they're reading, and I think those then lend itself to the agenda items that we can dig down into, whether it be, you know, educating ourselves or emotionally booing each other or whatever that.
Yeah, so digging into those topics as between meetings usually leads to stronger categories of things
Very
that we
much
really
so.
Need to dig into.
I think one of the big key points that we do follow, we've started that from the very, very beginning, is that we call it the fire hose. So if you go to a class, you learn all kinds of major information and you're just overwhelmed. We like to take one topic, delve into it, and then work on it to where you have the time to think, you have the time to make a plan, and then you take it back and you're able to feel successful that we've spent 2 days together and you come away with a great product.
Well, and everybody has their own culture at the shop, too. So how you can learn the concept and then adhere it to your culture to make it be a difference in your shop. So that's a really powerful tool.
I'm talking to Bud Houston, a technical product specialist with Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Do you actually put products in the hands of the technicians?
Yes, absolutely. Anytime there's new product introduced, perhaps a new problem solver or a new technology, we keep that stuff on the van just because their local parts supplier may not have it available. And we think it's important to show them what's coming. And then seeing the part is really, especially with the new OEX, seeing the part and touching the part is something that changes perspective rather than just a piece of paper with a picture of the part.
Okay, so you put an OEX pad into the hand of a technician, and you've done this, I'm sure, hundreds of times. What do you see on their face when they see it?
You can tell they get it. You know, in our industry, there's technology that we use all the time that you look at, and you're like, that just doesn't make sense to me. I'm going to take your word that it works. You put an OEX brake pad in somebody's hand, and I just ask the question, why does this look so weird? And they're like, I bet it's to make it cool. They get it as soon as you put it in their hand.
So technicians holding your product and listening to your presentation, do you ever see the light bulbs go up? They raise their hand and says, boy, I've got a great idea for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Not only does that happen, every time I'm with a group of guys, I solicit ideas. I'm like, listen, a lot of the stuff that I've shared with you originated in a bay somewhere where the technician said, you know what, if you could do this, it would be really cool. And so the stuff that I get, I send up, you know, to our engineering team and say, hey, could we do something like this? And there's things in the works, and there's some things that came out recently that originated in, hey, if you could do this, it would be helpful. Because at the end of the day, you know, I think Federal Mogul's known in every line to be a problem solver and not just solving a problem, but making an installation easier as well.
Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Gurus is your go-to source for the vehicle training, technology, and answers you need to keep your next job on track. On site, online, or on demand, the gurus are here to help keep your business and your career on the road to success. Visit fmgarageguru.com. Hey, Carm here. I'm stopping for just a minute. In our December swag contest, the password is wisdom. Go to remarkableresults.biz/swag. Use the password wisdom and enter to win a collector's coffee mug and a mouse pad. The drawing will happen in the first week of January 2019. Good luck. Culture's big for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Without question, assume that you all have very important, strong cultures in your business.
We spend a lot of time on our, I think, and our, I can speak for ourselves in Mesa, Arizona, we spend a lot of time. Every morning we have a huddle that works on culture, and I think that's very prevalent in all the shops of the ladies that come to the Leading Ladies Group.
Right.
So if I was a lady who was very interested in coming on board, do I raise my hand? Do I submit an email that says, listen, I know so much about what you're doing. I'm in awe of your success, and I know I can learn from it. I mean,
There's a vetting process, actually, within ATI to become part of the group.
All right.
One is that you've been in the group, if you've been in with ATI for a couple of years. And then it's really, what's your role in the shop?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some amazing stories with the women in our group that when we first started 6 years ago, it was kind of brought on as a let's get together. It's a marketing and a community event type group. And this group's, and then talking about being women in the industry, we talked about that for about 30 minutes and said, yeah, but we want to talk business. We mm-hmm. want to grow our businesses. We want to be better business women in a male-dominated area. So we have just gone from that point and flown with it.
And grown, yeah.
And some of the stories are where I, like Michelle, sure, she's on the outskirts and was just doing bookkeeping back, and she's a true partner with her a true partner with her husband. We're laughing a little bit. We do a bird test, which is behavioral styles, and okay. We have the peacocks and the eagles, the doves, and the
Owls.
Owls. Don't forget the owl.
The owls. Yeah. Can't forget the owl. Shelly's our local owl. And Michelle's our little peacock, and she just grew into that personality and really understood who she was and how she communicates with other people. And it did an amazing thing for her and her husband.
It grew their business exponentially.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's really been amazing.
And
she's
was
really
it because
changed.
She learned how to communicate better with people?
Yes.
I think she learned how to be a good leader, or that she even had leadership skills, you know, because we are in a men's industry. It's a male-dominated industry. I mean, look around. You see men mostly, you know, and you don't need to be afraid of that. You can have a contribution. And I think that's what Michelle learned, was that she has a contribution in her own business, and in the that she can have a voice, that she can speak.
The power of the group is that we're all women, and we're able to have a safe, and everyone has to have a voice. So a lot of times when you're in a 20 group or another group, and you're with your spouse, sometimes we don't have that voice because we're of the other guy, the other person in our lives. And when you come to the ladies group, you can't hide. You're representing, right?
It's you.
It's you.
It's you.
And you're the one that's responsible, and you're the one that has to participate and bring the meat.
And you have answer. To own. And you have to own where you went wrong in the last, you know, since we met last. You have to own. I, you know, didn't do my part. I didn't go home and introduce what I learned. I know it, but I had a hard time, you know, putting it into my culture. Or maybe right. your husband is, you know, maybe. You know, not accepting what you are learning and growing. So it's big.
The women have also really grown, and they become more confident.
Yep.
And knowing that their ideas are correct and they should be heard, mm-hmm. and they feel much better, and coming back to their spouse or their partner or their boss.
Education is a very powerful tool. When you have been educated by knowledgeable people, whether they be men or women, you can use that education for good, and know that what you're speaking of has some validity, and that you're not just maybe fluffing it, right? You're not just part of the conversation, but what you have to say is accurate. There's power in knowing that what you're speaking of is accurate, and that's what the group does.
Yes.
I'm impressed. I've got a million things that are going through my mind about how wonderful this group is to each other. Shelly, you work with Mike. I mean, he's a partner, but he's not at the shop all the time. But
right.
his spouse is in the business.
Correct.
Yet you're the chief cook and bottle washer.
Yes.
Judy, your husband Dana's in the business. Who's the chief cook and bottle washer?
Well, yeah.
They're both pointing
at me. Kelly and I are pointing to Judy.
There's a story there.
There's
a story there that one of the things that for me personally, for the ladies group, I quote unquote came out of the closet and really was able to say out loud that
I am
the driver and the person that is the business woman behind Haglund Automotive.
With a great partner in Dana.
Dana is an absolute great partner. And the one thing with that bird test is that we've really realized how to work well together. He's my owl, which is very much like Shelly. And I'm the eagle, and we have figured out how to communicate very well and get things done. And there are times where he'll look at me and say, hey, this is your wheelhouse, not mine. Mm-hmm. And there are times where I'll turn around and say, okay, babe, you need to make go magic happen in the back of the shop.
That's right.
Because they're standing around with no idea how to fix that.
How about you, Kelly?
Well, my husband, we started the business together, and we have, for the last 9 or 10 years, my husband has a side business with another group of men, and so I've become more at the shop with our service manager, who's been with us for a very long time, the getting things done. Between Eric and myself, we're now doing a lot of the running the day-to-day when Lee's not there. We're capable of running it when Lee's not there. When Lee is there, I take my back and work more on the marketing and things like that instead of the day-to-day.
It sounds like she's being very humble.
She is, and I want to share
Kelly
a story.
Is very humble.
I have to share the story about with Kelly. When we first met with ATI 12 years ago, she and her husband were there at the former owners group, and the four of us connected really well. And then we came back for the service writer class, and they brought, who's your guy?
Eric.
Eric.
And Lee.
And I said, well, where's Kelly? And Kelly is at the shop running service. And I went, well, wait a minute. When we first met them at the first class, she looked at me and she said, Judy, you may write service, but there is no way I'm writing service.
That's true.
So we laughed rather hard when poor little Kelly was back at the shop without anybody helping her.
No one got a bigger laugh than Judy.
Well, those are the great connector stories that you have, and those are the learning moments. I mean, that's what I'm feeling here, is that you say you won't, but you will.
Mm-hmm. And that you can.
And that group, you know, probably also becomes like a mentoring opportunity, too, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I think we can relate to each other when we're in similar situations, and you can see when someone's down and you know that they need that support. And you might have that connection so you can relate to them because you've already been there.
So what do? Shelley? Do you pick up the phone? Do you text someone? How is it that you get in touch with someone from the group who you know which one really
our
would be
Facebook
great?
Our Facebook page, I would say.
Okay, it's the Facebook page?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and sometimes you pick up the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly's called me a couple times. I put out a question on Facebook, and sometimes it's just easier to pick up that phone and have that conversation. And I think I know several people have called me or I've reached out to them when they've had a similar situation, and I feel like I can help.
So it's like, Shell, it's Kelly. I got to talk.
That's right. And you know you're just going to push your stuff aside, whatever you're doing, you know, because that's the power of the group, is that we're there to help. Because I, you know, maybe I need this help right now. I'm in the Whitewaters, and I need it now. I don't need it, you know, 2 or 3 days later, you know. And I think, in my experience anyway, I can say that when I've reached out, my girls have been there, you know, and it's a huge support system. And I think that I have found that I am sometimes the mentor and sometimes being mentored. So it ebbs and flows.
So you're there to help each other out. You're mentoring. You're a 20 group. And I can't help but think you've shared your secret sauce, but yet there isn't any in the industry, right?
No, there's
correct. I think the power of the group is the group and how everyone supports each other. And
it's the love and support and the safeness in the group.
I love that.
Yeah, the safeness of the time of learning and growing. And so you fell down, so what? Let's help you get back up. You know, I'm strong right now. I can help you. Yeah.
Right. And there's another story that my daughter, who's an OBGYN resident right now, and she's struggling with some of the other residents, and they don't have a very safe learning environment. And she goes, Mom, I really wanted to do women health because I want to have what you have with the ladies group. Because she came and visited the one time, and she was so impressed how everybody supported each other. They were there for each other. There was no cattiness. There's no any of that. And she said, Mom, that is amazing, and that is really awesome. And she knows that when I'm having a downtime or whatever, she's like, well, what lady are you going to call, Mom? Who are you going to call?
It's rare. It's rare.
It is rare.
It is rare.
And she was part of where the group started, was having a safe environment for us to support each other.
Yeah.
When it comes down to it. For me, that's where I feel like it started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it. I love the safe part. And I think that was really a code breaker right here, is that you're so willing to open up because you all feel safe, confidentiality between each other.
Mm-hmm. And that's imperative.
And the fact that you know that there's no major secret, because when you look in the mirror every morning, you're the secret.
Correct.
You're the secret to you, to the success of the business. No one but you. You're it. And I guess I've been on a campaign for 3.5 years, 370-some episodes as of now, to get that story told so that people will start realizing that, well, I don't want to get any help.
I can do this on my own.
That's
dangerous.
I have secrets. I don't want to share it with anyone. And you're right. Those are all the dangers.
Yeah.
Today.
Absolutely. And you have to share, I think, with each other and bring all the industry up. And I think that's the most important thing, is that you're helping everybody else in the industry. And whether you're an ATI client or you're with another coaching company, or no matter who it is, you gotta share. You gotta reach out. One of our major we don't really call him competitors in Boulder. He's a mile away. And we're on the ASA board together. We share all kinds of information. So you have to reach out and make those connections.
Yeah. There's plenty. I mean, I always tell Lee, you know, there's plenty of cars on the road in Phoenix. We only need a few of them. We don't have to be, you know,
that's right.
We don't have to be gluttonous. We only need a few,
you
know, really
great.
Every
day.
Yeah.
And we will be extremely successful.
Yeah.
Because those few that we get, we take really good care of.
That's right. They're going to come back.
Exactly.
Are you all doing DVI?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes, we are.
Most definitely.
Was it tough to implement?
Tough to implement? For our older techs, a little tough because they're not used to having piece of technology be their sales tool. You know, that to get that, listen, this is going to help your paycheck. This is the piece of tool you need to learn how to use so that we can do our job in the sales. And so I think it wasn't immediate, let's say that. I wouldn't say that it was an immediate, I can't wait to do something more, because they're already thinking they're doing a lot. And so...
change is tough for people.
Yep.
There's a fear of, what will it do to my business? Only 10% of the industry has really decided to get on board, yet it's going to be as prevalent in the next 3 to 5 years as having a two-post bay in the shop.
I think
it's,
absolutely. And when we signed on with Bolt-On 2.5-3 years ago, I had a young crew, and they all glommed onto it immediately.
Well, see, yeah, that's where you were different than us, because we had some techs that have been with us for a long time. But now we have, we have a little bit more of a diverse group.
Yeah, mine's all that millennial type era, and they were all, they were all about it. They're the ones that are saying, we need better tablets, we got to have the flash on the thing, we need better Wi-Fi, the infrastructure that it took us a while to get it to where we need to, and they keep changing it and making it a better tool. It's amazing what your customers say when they get that digital inspection.
It blows their mind.
Them. But when we onboarded it with our staff, we went with AutoVitals, and you can customize, your checkout. And by giving some of the input to our staff, not just us creating it and handing it to them, it really drew them in, and they were more accepting of it because they had input
Had a voice.
Into exactly what
that was a good idea.
We were doing. And so that, I think, always helps, whether it's with the digital inspection or if it's with something else going on in the shop. Getting their opinion really helps build that culture, and it lets them know that they're important.
Yeah.
Well, we're really driving that message home on the podcast about really moving to digital vehicle inspections and not being afraid of it.
Oh.
And I did a great interview in Philadelphia a few weeks ago, and I think it'll hit maybe within a week of this show. And I encourage the audience to make 2019 the year of digital vehicle inspections for your shop. And I'm speaking to the general audience here, because I hear great stories. I hear the stories of challenges, of integration, of the adaptability of our senior members. I got to hold a tablet.
Right.
But by the time they're done with that, they'll probably all say to you, I don't know how we did it without it.
Well, they sure were grateful for the result they saw in the paycheck, right?
Uh-huh. Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I bet you your paycheck happened better, too.
Well,
right?
Of course.
Ultimately, yeah.
It's a win for everybody.
Yeah, it's a win. Absolutely. It's a win for everybody.
Well, it really, truly is, because it's a win for the customer. It's a win for the tech. It's a win for the owners. I mean, it's across the board a win. So why would... I can't believe that you're still trying to talk people into it.
So why? Why are people in our industry? I mean, listen, I consider you part of the top 20 percenters. But what about that next group? Why are they struggling? And why won't they network? And why won't they go to training? And what can we do to drag them across the line?
I would say humility. They're not humble enough to voice that they don't know. And maybe they're afraid of saying that they don't know. Yeah, I mean, to make change it requires a large amount of humility. So
I think there's a, when you're in the business, and I just talked to a couple that are thinking of joining with ATI. It's a husband and wife. They've been in business for 3 years. He's turning wrenches. She's running the front. When you're so buried in that day-to-day, just making ends meet, it's very difficult for you to be able to look up versus just looking down in the day-to-day grind. And I think that if we can get more shops to look up and go to their ASA trainings, because there's many of those around the country.
Yeah, just maybe just start with one, right? Just adopt one. Yeah.
Exactly. And get out there and then start to network and find out who it is, whether it's a TechNet or a NAPA Auto Care or a BDG group. Get out there and join, just one and see what's out there.
Yeah.
There's more people out there willing to share their information, like all of us, that the people don't realize, and I know in our area, we have a Napa BDG meeting and group, and we struggle getting people in. And I think in our area, I think some of the shop owners are older, and they're thinking...
They don't want to change.
They don't want to change.
They don't want to change.
They're thinking more towards retirement.
Right.
They're not thinking, I want to be here in 10 or 20 years.
Lee and I have
so
done...
they don't want to make the change. They want to do what they've always done because it's safe.
Right.
And they know what they're doing. Technology is a challenge.
I remember a few years back, Lee was the president of our BDG group in our area in Phoenix, and Napa had us go around. We did Dallas and a few other towns, and even in Tucson, we drove down to Tucson to help develop a BDG group in their area. And we did, on the drives home or the flying home, have conversation about why is it so hard for people to make a change? What is it that scares people about change when it's such a... could make such a positive impact on themselves and their businesses? You know, it's an interesting... humans are interesting that way.
I love where we're going with this, by the way. Thank you. I think there's a great benefit for the industry in your dialogue, so thank you for this. Judy, you said something, looking down, looking up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, husband's in the shop, mm-hmm. wife's on the counter. That scenario is duplicated 100,000 times in our
over.
Industry. I'm just making a guess. With 250, 60-some thousand shops, with 20% being the toppers, there's a lot of in the middle that are struggling with the story that you told. And then I heard the words BDG, and, you know, I love what Napa has done in their local organizations, and why shouldn't the message be, okay, well, if you can't look at spending the money and committing to a coach, why don't you get something going locally? Why don't you, you know, they always say it takes a village, but, you know, make it local. Maybe that's part of the message. Don't think too big. Start somewhere. Start getting help small.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just choose one thing that can, you know, you can get involved in. Because it's, the one thing about getting involved is it takes work on both sides, right? I mean, even when you're in a BDG group, you have things that, you know, the BDG offers things, and you have to do your part too. So it's a give and take in anything you are, any endeavor you're going to go after.
I think the biggest fear among shop owners that is in that middle level is, and you said it earlier about, it's my secrets. These are my secrets. And it's kind of like, you know, golf. You hit the ball and you get it in a little hole. There's very, you know, there's parameters. This is what you do. We have customers. We bring them in. We deal with them in an amazing way. We fix their cars. We take their money and then send them down the road, and we hope that they come back. That's our game. There's so many different ways to play the game, but you can also help everybody play the game and know the rules. So I think that fear of sharing and that, oh my gosh, if I tell the guy two blocks down the road what I'm doing,
he's going to take my customers.
Marketing, he's going to take my customers.
Yeah.
So when we started our TechNet group, our local TechNet group in Boulder, I went down and I did some research, and I found out how many shops we had in Boulder, and it was over 100, and how many cars we had, and it was like 300 and some odd thousand. I said, you guys do the math. How many cars is that? And they went and they went, well, I can't. And how many do you have in your database? Well, I got 1,000 or 1,500. Well, you could do 35,000. Can you handle that many cars? Everybody looked around the room and went, well, no. I said, so let's be the best we can be in Boulder.
That's right. You only need a few of them. Yeah. Right.
Okay. So secret sauce. And I love the idea. If it's not the shop down the road, it's the shop in the next town.
Mm-hmm.
But would a struggling shop pick up the phone, call a really successful shop that he knows of or he's seen, or his part supplier or the tool truck guy said, hey, he's really a great operator down there. Would this person want to pick up the phone and say, hey, let's go have coffee? I'd love to pick your brain on a few things.
Well,
however, mm-hmm. let me share what secret sauce is about. I think the secret sauce that the people don't want to share is we're living paycheck to paycheck. We have no money in the bank. I can't pay my parts bills. That could be the secret sauce as the excuse not to get help.
To not get it done. Right.
It's the fear of showing who you are. and what you're struggling with.
And everybody that I've interviewed that has gone from really tough, struggling to super successful, it's come on the show and told that
story. Have all struggled deeply. Every one of us sitting here has struggled deeply and continue to ride that roller coaster. But what came to my mind and what I wanted to share is, here's something that Lee and I do in our shop, and I'm sure you guys have done as well, that's free for maybe a struggling shop. If somebody has told a competitor or a neighbor, other shop owner in our area, hey, you know, they have some things that they're doing right, how about you go take a look, see? We are open arms in our shop. Please come and see our shop. Please come and sit on a chair in our office. Please come and, you know, talk to our customers that might be in the waiting room. Pick Kelly's brain, pick Lee's brain, pick Eric Wayne's brain. You know, we're open with, you know, we welcome them with open arms.
Wow.
I have a call pretty often in our shop. Can we come, you know, we've heard that, you know, you guys are doing the digital inspections. Can we kind of come and see? Do you mind if we just, you know, hang out and maybe just watch a tech do the digital inspection? Well, sure. You know, why would we hold that back?
With the digital inspection process, I know Bolton calls us often and says, hey, I've got somebody that's interested in the program,
right,
and you have Mitchell, you have Bolton, and that scenario works, or the Auto Vitals and RL Ryder, that scenario works, and they'll call and say, hey, can they come and look? And that's what we did. We went, I said, I want to see it in action.
That's
we
right.
went up and looked at it in action and got to see another shop, and that's if those vendors can open the doors for some of us to where you can actually go, and then you create that relationship with those shops. And keep it on.
That might be a really great way to start, is with the vendors, letting the vendors know, I'm an open shop. Please, you know, send somebody over if they're having trouble paying their bills. You know, we will help, you know, maybe they get something from us.
I like the concept of the open shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I think we all kind of do that anyways.
Yes.
I think maybe making it more public knowledge.
Right.
Maybe letting our vendors know, hey, if you know somebody struggling, you know, tell them to call us, or, you know, ask permission for me to call them. You know, because it's hard for people to take that first step sometimes.
Yep.
But get their permission and maybe reach out to them instead, and then they could easily say yes to that.
And when they come over on their lunchtime, it's free. It's free information, right? It doesn't cost them anything. If they're worried about the day-to-day and how they're going to pay their, you know, parts ticket at the end of the night or end of the month or whatever.
Right.
It's free. So how can you, great information doesn't come free very often.
Great dialogue. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, technology is changing so rapidly.
Oh, gosh.
Have you thought anything about the changing technology at all areas and levels of our business? Mm-hmm. Will it impact your business model at all, do you think, in the next 3 years?
Well, it's going to definitely impact all of our, anybody in the auto repair shop business right now, I would say, and that's what I wrote down on my, you know, when we were talking about throwing around anything to talk about, I wrote down, you know, education on the upcoming technology, because if you don't at least stay close to that, it's going to get away from you in a real big hurry. And then you're going to be, again, you know, behind the eight ball. And not changing, because here goes that word again, right? We're needing to change because our industry is going through a time that is changing like we haven't seen it in a long time.
And I think when you say in the automotive industry, when you say technology, most everybody's heads go to telematics and the cars. And I look at that, when I look at technology and where we need to really kind of be looking is how are people buying and how are we communicating with
them.
That's
right.
And I'll give you Podium does the review process, but they all have this now, a new little widget that'll go on your website and they can text you right away. And so if you need, you know, have a question here, you know, text us the question, we'll get back with you. We've had that on for less than 2 weeks, and it has been a huge success because a lot of people, when you're out in any other realm purchasing on whatever it is, you always have that little pop-up little that says, hey, do you need my help? What can I help you with? Where are you at? You've been here long enough. What do you need help with?
Right.
And keeping up with that technology, not in the auto industry, but what's everybody else doing? And I know one of the things that's going to hit us fairly soon is the fact with Amazon and how they're purchasing parts. And
right.
I know that I just read that Advance is partnering up with Walmart on their do-it-yourself type platform of selling parts. You've got Rock Auto. So my next question is, how do we be competitive there? We've got more customers asking us for, can you install my
parts that I purchased?
That I purchased online because I saved money. And, yep. and that's a whole nother big question there of how do we deal with some of those issues? And it's not just the dongle and the telematics
no,
in the car.
No, it's a huge, it's the scope is huge. And I think when I think of that, I think of, you know, my dad in the driveway with the hood open, at the DIYer, you know. And the DIYer is now the guy that's buying on Rock Auto or Amazon or wherever he's getting his parts and then trying to do the repair because he can YouTube it, right?
Yep.
So, and then what happens, as we've all seen it, it's the disaster that comes of that, and then they bring you... They tow the car in because, A, it's torn apart and they don't know how to get it back together, you know, and then, or they call you ahead of time and say, they bought the parts. Can you put the parts on? Well, that just opens a whole nother, you know, Lee and I did a video on that, you know, that I shared with the Leading Ladies group because that is, you know, on a lot of levels, not a great idea.
But we're facing it every day.
Did you put it out for public consumption
on your site? It's on YouTube.
Oh,
yeah.
It's on YouTube. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah,
and
Lee does an amazing job going over that whole scenario.
That's cool.
It's a good video. It points out several awesome points.
Yeah.
So, Shelley, do you think that someday, because of all this transparent pricing that's going on, that you're going to up your labor rate and change your margins on parts so that you don't look so out of whack?
I mean, it's definitely something that's been tossed around in the industry because of this issue. Yeah, maybe you have to, you know, make more on the labor and less on the parts. So it's definitely not off the table for discussion. I think it's going to have to go somewhere because yeah. it's definitely going to be something that we need to answer.
The consumer doesn't realize the margins that need to be made to run a shop, to keep it alive, all the costs that are involved, the training. I mean, it's an expensive business to be in. Mm-hmm. No question.
Absolutely. I'd like to figure out how we can sell labor online and make that profitable. And Dane and I were even talking about we need to talk to some of our parts suppliers, like with Advance and Walmart, and what they're doing there. And if they can, on the backside, say, hey, you know, do you want to purchase, you know, if you want to purchase labor, here's
so many hours. Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, so many hours or so many dollars, even though we don't mm-hmm. sell by hours. But I think that we need to really start thinking out of the box on how we're going to address this because it's not going away.
It's not going backwards for
it
darn
sure.
It's
not going backwards.
No.
And I, how many of us shop, what percentage of Christmas shopping online? And I was talking to one of my techs. He goes, yeah, you know, customers just don't, you don't need to feel it, taste it, or touch it anymore.
Yeah.
You just order it online.
Yeah.
I love it. Great discussions. I know we can't solve the entire industry's problems right now, but boy, we sure got some of it done. Thank you so much to the Leading Ladies Group from ATI and Judy pulling this thing off. Shelley Bennett from Mike's Cars, Gettysburg, PA, Judy Haglin from Haglin Automotive in Boulder, Colorado, and Kelly Weatherby from Accurate Automotive.
Thank you.
In Mesa, Arizona. Thanks for being on the show.
Carm, I want to throw one thing out there.
Yeah.
To all your listeners.
Yeah.
If you're a woman in the industry and you want support, give us a call.
Yep.
And Carm, you have our contact. So if you want to contact Carm and say, hey, I've just got a question or I need support or I need help on this, we are those open shops.
Yep.
And we would gladly take anybody's phone call.
Carm@remarkableresults.biz. Email me and I will put you in touch with these great ladies. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Judy Haglin, Shelley Bennett, and Kelly Weatherby for sharing your 20 group disciplines and how that has transcended into the success of your own businesses. Hey, so glad you're enjoying the most powerful context in the aftermarket, and I'm sure you learned something from our discussion that you can use in your business. Make these ideas into verbs for you. Enjoy your day, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.